The National Election Commission officially launched its new website. Now, this is aimed at enhancing transparency and good governance. Well, the initiative is designed to improve communication and engagement with both local and international stakeholders and to serve as a vital platform for disseminating electoral information. Now, to help us discuss more and understand about all this, I'm glad to tell you that in the studio here with us, we are joined by the spokesperson of the National Election Commission. Our guest is George Lemmy. George, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, thank you too.
Yes, let's go briefly and talk about, of course, first of all, the launch of this, and we can talk and any other thing, election, since you're the spokesperson of the commission. Just briefly, give us a background and, you know, why this is significant of the launch of this website.
Thank you very much for hosting me and the Election Commission, and on behalf of the National Election Commission. The significance of launching the website, it is to pass information and to communicate with the public and the overall stakeholders to the revitalized peace agreement and to the people of the South Sudan, saying that they know of the activities of the National Election Commission.
Great. Of course, we all understand how important the election is to this country, how important people want to get to know information, and people need to know almost everything concerning the upcoming elections. Now, with the launch yesterday, what particularly are your goals? What could you like to achieve with this particular launch and using this online platform? What are your primary goals?
Our primary goals as the National Election Commission for this online platform is, number one, the branding. It's important that the commission is on the internet and is able to have a distinctive place where stakeholders can come and get information and publication. Two is the misinformation and disinformation. To control misinformation and disinformation, the NEC is now able to tell its own story while we release press statement to the media houses. Sometimes the media houses miss certain technical things. Being the one who writes our own stories makes us able to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday in this particular launch in the house, one of the main reasons that you made was for transparency purposes, and transparency as one of the most key, ingredient when it comes to effectiveness of elections, or one of the key pillars of good governance. How do you envision the website contributing to this particular pillar of transparency?
Thank you so much. The National Election Arc, one of the mottos of the election arc, stipulated the transparency and effectiveness. Hence, transparency is the law requires the commission to publish multiple documents on the internet, for example, board decisions, regulations, and etc. This will make stakeholders understand the system of the electoral processes. Mm-hmm. Effectiveness, being also able to communicate directly with the stakeholders without going through middleman, makes the process of information flow very effective. This is a two-way process. Firstly, through NEC publishing its own content, and secondly, through receiving direct comment question through the email address info@nec.gov.ss.
We'll go into, you tell us later more about the website, how people can access it. But just briefly, you did mention about communicating direct to the stakeholders and all that. Who are the stakeholders in this aspect?
The stakeholders are the parties to the agreement, the citizen, the CSOs, and the people of South Sudan are all the stakeholders to the election and to the electoral processes.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the electoral processes. Let's just conclude a little bit with this particular launch yesterday. In the conference yesterday also highlighted the importance of connecting with the global community. What strategies do you plan to implement through the website to ensure engagement with international stakeholders in this aspect?
Thank you so much. Connecting with international stakeholders, mostly, most of South Sudanese abroad and other people not residing in South Sudan do not get to listen to to our local media like radio and TV. And so having a website that will be a channel that is global is very useful to reach out to these people. We intend on using social media like Facebook, X, previously known as Twitter, and to promote engagement with the website.
All right, let's talk about that, promoting engagement with this website. The public, if they have feedback that they would like to feed you, can they do that through the website? And if so, how are you going how do they do that? How does the process work?
For the public, they have a chat box, and then they have the info at nec.gov.ss. They can always interact with us, as such as with the spokesperson email and the official email of the website.
Great. Now, launching this website is obviously one of the steps forward in the preparations for the elections. Tell us, where are we right now with the preparations? This part from the website launched yesterday, great step, but where are we generally when it comes to preparation for elections?
Well, we are moving forward with the electoral processes. And at the moment, Election Commission is way far ahead with preparing. Recently, the board of the commission, which include the 9 commissioners, have been supported by the UNIET, Integrated Electoral Assistance Team, had a retreat in Entebbe, Uganda, for 3 days. And they had passed 3 regulations, which include code of conduct for conducting the elections, conduct with their staff and the employees, and media and observers, campaign, political parties, and etc. So Election Commission is moving ahead with all the electoral processes. So here we are still moving forward, and we have gone far. The next stage, as stated yesterday by Honorable Chairperson Professor Abenga Kokeshol and the Deputy Chairperson Gabriel Deng, we are starting with civic education.
You are saying the next step right now is about, you know, civic education and moving to people and telling them, of course, about the elections. Basically, civic education, one of the most crucial element when it comes to elections. Tell us more on what you will be doing next.
Next is we will start launching of the civic education, whereby we will be embarking, talking to people, awareness about the electoral processes, citizen right, know your rights, how to vote, and etc.
All right. Now let's just tick some few, you know, boxes here. Let's begin with offices in the States. Is it already a tick, or you're still working on it?
Most of the offices is already a tick because the renovation is almost over. So it's a one stage ahead, and it's a great mark. And
how many places can now we say that, well, the Election Commission there is established?
Central Equatoria State is almost at the final stages. Eastern Equatoria State, Lake State, Western Bargazal State, and almost six, seven states is almost at the finishing level.
Right. Now, before the postponement of these particular elections, when we were talking, there were already a timeline that came in. Now, do you have a timeline on, you know, when campaigns will start, you know, when the whole process will begin? Do you have it in mind when these processes will start?
Well, if you are aware of the Election Commission retreat, and the Election Commission has came out with a communique which stated all the steps, the stages that is going to be taken. At the moment, it's too early to inform the public about the election process, the campaign, when is it campaign start, and etc. But what I will be saying is that the election processes is ongoing, And the Election Commission is preparing on all this.
Mm-hmm. Of course, our listeners would like to know more about the elections, not only about the website, and that's why we're having this conversation here. Just briefly before we conclude this conversation, for those who are still doubting that the elections will take place, what message do you have for them?
Well, the message that I will have to the people of South Sudan, the citizens, international community, and the public is that election is a process, and it is their right, and that's very important for them that they must take ownership of this process, and they must allow themselves to know and not to be disrupted by the rumors, by the misinformation, disinformation moving around. Election will happen.
All right. And finally, just back to the website. If those who would like to access the website would like to go visit it often, tell us, what is the website? How do they go there?
The website is www.nec.gov.ss.
All right.
To communicate with us is info@nec.gov.ss.
Thank you. Thank you so much, George Lemmy, for coming to Miraya Studios and coming to the Miraya Breakfast Show. We hope to have more of this conversation as you inform more of our listeners about the electoral election processes.
Thank
we do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.